The Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE, accepted the resignation of Patrick Balgaro, an appointee of Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Silver was the subject of a recent Ethics Commission probe, which examined his role in the sexual harassment charges against former Assemblyman Vito Lopez. The report found Silver was not guilty of any wrongdoing, but did criticize the Speaker's role in a secret $100,000 settlement to two of Lopez's alleged victims. Balgaro is not giving any reason for his departure, but he was one of the few commissioners in the Ethics Board's two-year history to speak out publicly at a meeting last September, where he complained about leaks from the commission to the media on the Silver investigation. David Grandow is the former head of the State Lobbying Commission, where Balgaro also served as chair, and which was merged into the present Ethics Commission. Grandow, who ran what was considered to be a successful ethics panel, now advises clients who appear before the State Ethics Commission. He says he's not spoken to Balgaro, but believes he made the right decision.
That Pat just had enough, and he doesn't need the hassle, and decided time to pull the ripcord. And good for him.
Balgaro has had a long career in state government, including budget director for former Governor Mario Cuomo. He's the third commissioner to resign from the ethics panel in less than a year. Ravi Batra, appointed by the Senate Democrats, quit over what he said were attempts by Governor Cuomo to try to control the ethics panel. Commission Chair Janet DeFiore resigned to seek re-election as Westchester County District Attorney, and the executive director of JCOPE has also left. Grandow, who refers to JCOPE derogatively as J-Joke, says the secrecy surrounding many of the commission's proceedings has been corrosive.
Of course people are going to believe in conspiracies. Look at Albany politics. Not a whole lot good happens, right? Everything gets done in a back room, and that's unfortunately reflected in this defunct, decrepit joke of an agency.
The Ethics Commission appeared to live up to some of the views of its critics. In its only public portion of its five-hour meeting, commissioners held a rambling discussion about new rules regarding donor disclosure by not-for-profits known as 501c4s that were about to be implemented. The 501c4s have been used by political campaigns to avoid existing donor disclosure laws. The commission had decided to require the not-for-profits to make public their donors, but they would grant some exceptions for groups like NARAL and others who argue that making the names public could endanger their donors. The commission had held a hearing and discussed the new regulations at several meetings. They were about to become final on August 14th. Then David Renzi, an appointee of Assembly GOP leader Brian Kolb, voiced some objections.
We're making a mistake with the way we're proceeding.
The board ultimately decided to table implementing further exemptions until at least the September meeting.
The motion is carried unanimously.
After the vote, the commission entered a four-hour executive session conducted behind closed doors. There was no official word on what they discussed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.